We present Nightmare World by Wally K. Daly, with James Lawrenson as Gary, Nigel Anthony as Jenkins, and Peter Jeffrey as A.P. Smith. The play is set in Britain in the present day. Nightmare World.
Yes. Oh. It's you.
It's the 13th of November again.
Years really flown by.
They do, don't they?
Like to come in?
No. I'll wait by the car as usual, if it's all the same to you.
Fine. The boot's open if you want to pop your gear in there.
I'll do that.
I won't be a minute. I'll just get my coat. Kate, I'm just going out for a while.
Ow!
It's Jenkins, the old man I befriended. I'm taking him up to Hill House again.
Why can't he get somebody else to take him? Get a taxi or something. The mountain road's lethal in this weather.
I shan't be long.
Don't go, Gary.
I've got to.
Got to? Why?
Well, I don't know, really. Habit, I suppose. Just a nice old boy. Every year when he arrives, I give him a lift. Simple as that. He's sort of come to depend on me.
Don't go.
I won't be long. I'm afraid this is going to be the last time, Mr. Jenkins. My wife's not too happy about my going off to the mountain at this time of night. Okay. Last time.
I hope so, Mr. Henderson. I truly hope so.
I've looked. Now sit down properly.
But what do I say?
London, darling. That's what cities look like from the sky.
But they're moving.
It's only traffic. The rest are street lights, houses, offices. Now sit down.
We're now making our final approach to Heathrow Airport.
Right. You heard the man. Now down you get.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to see.
You will be able to see. Now sit down.
Horrible, the Skylark! Anyone not for the revolving restaurants and a night of drinking debauchery, speak now or forever hold his peace!
I'm already holding my peace,
Right. All aboard! Okay. Press the magic button! Hang on to your stomachs, folks. 36 floors to go!
Have you eaten up there?
No. Eating 36 stories up is too near to dining on the plane. I'm always pleased to see its beacon. Lets me know we're on the homeward straight.
Sorry about the delay, 625. You are now cleared to make your final approach.
No problem, Control. Runway in view 2 miles ahead and approaching as directed.
Would you then make your way to gate 32 rather than gate 16?
Problem?
Malfunctioning baggage loader.
Okay, message re-gate 32 received.
What's that? Good Lord. Switch on the battery. We've lost everything here.
I already have. There's no power.
Look, get the alarm going.
Dead.
Oh, great. Wonderful. That is all we need to make our life complete. Problems? There's no headlights, no power. It's obviously a loose connection. I've got a torch in here somewhere. I'll go and check. At least, you know, that'll be working. New batteries a couple of days back. Here we go. Oh, would you believe it? Mr. Henderson.
Didn't we usually see the lights of your hometown from here?
Of course we... Well, that's strange. I'm going to go over to the edge of the road and check it out from there. This is crazy.
Put a shilling in the meter, someone. We can't see a thing back here.
Look, Mummy. All the lights in the city have gone out as well.
Quiet.
The kid's right. It's totally blacked out down there.
It's impossible. Both backup systems can't be down. I checked the battery readings myself.
Cool it, Peter. There's enough panic growing back there without you joining in the act.
But no landing lights. No engines. No nothing.
I said cool it. I've floated this bird down 100 times in the simulator and never lost a passenger yet.
Without any airport lights and a 36-story hotel directly in your flight path.
Good point.
Well,
let me do something.
I'll
let me do something. It's bad enough the lift breaking down. Disgrace here, Hertz's lights don't work.
What are you going to do then? Write a letter of complaint to the manager?
I most certainly am going to write.
Whoever did that? Patty Tan. A big one's not funny. It's not enough being kept to the lift.
Listen.
What?
One. Two. There it is, the hotel.
Radio. That should still be working.
It doesn't. I'm driving.
Lorna.
Listen.
Oh, no. Now what?
What is it, Mum?
Oh, I don't know. Look, come here, the parents, and hang on to me.
Oh, shit, Gary. I'm tired.
Oh, no. Gary. Where are you?
And so began the terror.
What is it? What's going on? Of course, you know, the whole mountain is sinking through its foundations. It's going to be a massive earthquake.
No, not an earthquake. Much more than just an earthquake, Mr. Henson. As if the very foundation of the world was on the move.
It's something to do with Holby. I'm sure that's where the noise is coming from.
You could be right, Mr. Henson. You could indeed be right.
What? What the devil? Can someone kindly provide me with some light?
We're trying to find some candles, Prime Minister.
Who's that?
Chibbers.
What on earth's going on, Chibbers? And what are you doing in my bedroom?
It's rather hard to say what's going on, sir. Mm-hmm. There would appear to be some sort of massive blackout throughout London.
What?
I came up here as soon as it descended, in case you work.
How long have we been blacked out?
A little less than a minute now.
How about communications?
They appear to be gone as well, sir. Hmm? Battery's not working either for some reason. Hence the hunt for candles.
Red phone.
First thing I checked. Dead.
Right. Better start rounding the cabinet up.
And so ended the first phase of the nightmare.
What nightmare?
A quotation, that is all.
Huh?
An ancient text I stumbled across once. Nightmare world. Try your torch again. And voila! On the mountain there was light.
How did you know it would work?
Merely a guess. You look to the road.
The car headlamps are back on.
Correct. Chances are the car is working once more. And I'm sure you'll want to be on your way home as quickly as possible to ensure everything is as it should be. So, perhaps we could go on to the house?
Oh, I know.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen,
The internal lines are now functioning, but calls worldwide have still not been reinstated.
What exactly has happened, Prime Minister?
If I knew that, Freddy, I wouldn't have dragged you from your bed to seek your advice, now would I?
No, sorry.
What we do know is sketchy, but fairly horrendous. For just over 1 minute, about 1 minute 20 seconds, the whole country suffered the total loss of all forms of electrical power. A few planes and helicopters managed to coast to a safe landing, but the bulk of them went down with appropriate loss of life and damage to property. Any figures, Pamela?
There's no way of ascertaining exact casualties. Reports are still coming in.
Prime Minister?
Yes.
The chief scientific officer's arrived.
Well, tell them to send him straight in.
Do you think this blackout could have been induced by a foreign power? I mean, a new weapon of some sort, perhaps?
Well, if it was, and they'd struck, there wouldn't have been a thing we could have done about it. We were totally defenseless. As nobody did strike, for the moment, I'm going to presume it is not a man-made phenomenon.
What's going on, officer? It's taken me nearly an hour to do what's usually a 15-minute trip.
Sorry, sir. Bit of a problem in town.
Huh?
You're going to have to turn around and go back to the rest.
Go back where? I live here. Oh, I've been family in there.
I'm afraid it makes no odds, sir. The military have taken charge and nobody is to be allowed in or out.
Hey?
Holby is, for the time being, closed down.
So we have now confirmed that the whole country was affected. Donna Groats to Land's End, exactly the same story. As to the rest of the world, we can't be sure. We can only surmise.
What about satellite communications?
They were also affected by the power loss.
Uh-huh.
At this moment in time, they are still not functioning.
Sir?
Yes? What is it, Chivers?
Sorry to interrupt, but the news has just come in, sir, and I thought you'd want to know. It's Holby.
Holby?
Yes, sir. Near Birmingham.
Well, come on, then. Spit it out. What's happened to Holby?
It's no good trying to keep a homeboy out of his hometown. I know more ways of getting into Holby, but isn't a few police and soldiers going to bet to keep me out? Oh, what the hell has happened in there? Just one final push. That's through. No. It's just not possible. No. What's happened?
Hey, you! What do you think you're doing? This place is out of bounds. Where are you? You're under arrest. After him, lad. Don't let him get away. Shoot!
No.
Right. I want a total blackout on this one. Not one word to be made public. If this gets out, there'll be panic in the streets. George, do you have an RM man in the area?
A.P. Smith in Birmingham, sir. One of the best.
Right. Get him in there. He's in charge. Martial law declared. And I want a report from him at the double.
Very good, sir.
Satellite communication is still very intermittent, but we do hope to be able to bring you an update on the
internet. It started for me one stormy night in England, but the nightmare, it appeared, had come to wrap the world.
Reports are still coming in from the Heathrow area, where, in what is believed to be the most serious of tonight's accidents, a 477 is reported to have crashed into the 36-story Bayliss Hotel.
Yeah, and one miraculous survivor?
The most amazing escape was a child of 7 who was left dangling on the edge of the earth.
Good.
25
Be patient, young man. Old bones move slow. Come in, Mr. Henderson. You don't look terribly well.
It's gone. Can you believe that? It's gone.
Gone?
The whole beast has disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah, may I suggest we go through and get you a drink?
Oh, no. I've got to call someone. My wife, my family, the town, they've all gone.
Satellites are slowly coming back online. In every country we've been able to contact to date, a town the equivalent size of Holby has disappeared off the face of the earth. Oh. In India, quinoa has gone. In Nigeria, oil. Australia has lost Geelong. In Sudan, Al Obeid. In Israel, Bethlehem. The list is endless and global. Largest reported to date is Worcester in America. The smallest, Laredo in Spain. The feeling in the department is that when the final figures are in the region of 6 million people will have been removed in one fell swoop.
Could it perhaps have been hit by a bomb?
I obviously haven't explained myself very well. There was no sign of any attack. It simply wasn't there anymore.
The towns don't simply disappear, Mr. Henderson. I think you've been under a great deal of strain. It's starting to affect your reason.
You're not listening to me, Jenkins. It's gone. Huh? My wife, my children, my 7-year-old bedridden mother all disappear, along with my hometown, and you suggest my imagination is working overtime. But don't forget, if it wasn't for you, I would have been there with them.
True. It's time we went down there and checked it together. Who knows what we may discover?
Well, 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 now, isn't this all fascinating, Colonel? Not a civvy to be seen as far as the eye can see, and thousands of soldiers on the skyline ensuring that that's the way it stays.
Dash creepy, if you ask me. Nothing but a vast, empty plain for miles. There's the feel of a cemetery without stones.
I must confess, it never struck me as the most lively of towns in the first place. Absolutely fascinating. No damage. No giant hole indicating the fall of a massive meteor that would explain everything in a twinkling. No vast atomic bomb crater that would be equally self-explanatory. Instead, nothing amiss whatsoever. A goodly puzzle, I'd say.
What exactly is your part in all this, Mr. Smith?
Part?
Well, your papers make it clear enough. Your Ministry of Defense and ostensibly in charge of the operation here.
In charge, Colonel. In charge. If, since my recent arrival, I've somehow inadvertently given the impression I was only ostensibly in charge, please forgive me.
Point taken, Mr. Smith. So, exactly what department do you come under that bestows such authority over the military?
R.M. section.
R.M.?
In the far-gone mists of the department being set up some 100-odd years ago, letters used to me in religious manifestations.
Really?
A sort of early ministerial ghostbuster, as you might say. Well, over the years, it's come to include anything that smacks of otherworldly.
Flying saucers and what have you?
Well, they've become somewhat passé of late, but yes, anything otherworldly, in fact.
And this?
This?
A town going missing. Ever come across the likes of this before?
No, can't say I have. And I must admit, I can't wait to see what happens next.
Oh! Hold on, fire!
There! Didn't have too long to wait, did I?
No! Don't run away, Mr. Henderson. You must stay. I have no intention of being taken prisoner. But I want to be free to find out what is going on and why this thing hasn't been made public.
It is best that you stay.
You both stay.
Hey, you old man, get your hand out of your pocket. What the hell?
My apologies to you both. But I do have work to do. And it would probably be better all round if you only took Mr. Henderson into custody. Oh, yes, perhaps you'd both be kind enough to forget I was here in the first place. All right.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Henderson?
Yes.
Good. Well, I better be on my way.
Right, you. I'm taking you in.
How long before it's all rigged up and ready to go?
It shouldn't be too long, sir. Most of the banks of televisions are now in place. It's only a matter of linking them into the console.
I see. So what else needs doing before we're underway?
We need to allocate a channel to each country taking part and then tune them to the appropriate satellite.
Are they all back in action now?
Pictures are a little hazy and sound is not all it might be.
So the conference can go ahead?
Providing the other countries have managed to get the necessary equipment together as quickly as we have, we could be underway in half an hour.
Good, and don't worry about the other countries. They're as anxious to talk as we are.
Good. Nearly there. Jenkins 625, ABF Holby 1. This is the time and this is the place. Town removed, but no destruction apparent yet.
Report registered.
How long before next phase commence time?
Maximum 4 minutes.
End. Good. Just time to stroll to the cliff face and enjoy the view.
So sorry to keep you waiting. We've been chatting with the chap. You can stop pointing a rifle at him now, Private. I'm sure he's not going to run off anywhere.
Very good, sir.
Would you care for a cup of tea, Mr. Henderson?
Well, sir, I'm ready.
Private?
Not for me, thank you, sir.
Right. Well, just the one question, and you can be on your way. Who was the second man?
Beck Gordon, sir.
Who was the other man in the forest?
There was nobody else there, just him and me.
A sergeant saw you in the distance, in the forest. He said there were two men being questioned, and one simply walked away.
Well, that would be daft, sir. I mean, what would be the sense of my letting someone walk away when I had a gun on them?
Exactly. That's what I want to find out. Well, Private, that's all for now. You may go.
Very good, sir.
Now, one other thing.
Sir?
If you see anyone in a civvy suit out there, it'll be one of mine. Tell him, AP, desired a cup of tea forthwith, would you?
Very good, sir.
Well, sit down, Mr. Henderson. There are questions to be answered.
No point in sitting. I'm not staying.
I'm afraid you are, so perhaps you'd like to...
You can't keep me against my will.
Mr. Henderson, not only can I keep you, but if I so wish, I can have you shot. I have total authority here on the Prime Minister's express instruction. Now sit. Good. Perhaps you'll be kind enough to tell me what you were doing hanging around in the shrubbery at the edge of the town, with or without an accomplice.
I was alone. I broke through the cordon earlier, saw the town had disappeared, and... Well, I suppose I couldn't believe it. I had to come back and check it was true.
Oh, it's true enough. Quite fascinating, wouldn't you say?
You tell me what's fascinating about losing your family, Mr. Whatever your name is. Oh, to you, it might be a scientific curiosity. To me, it could be the end of all I hold dear.
The name is Smith. A.P. Smith. Mm. And you, Mr. Henderson, know in your bones, just as I do, that the town disappearing is not the end of the story?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, don't you now? The loss of your family and the end of all you hold dear. Hmm? But not one tear escapes your eye. Now, how do you explain that, Mr. Henderson? I'll explain it for you. Somewhere deep inside, you know that this is simply the start of the adventure, not the end. And who knows what might happen next?
And there will be darkness once more upon the face of the earth. Worlds will move. Oh, come on, what are you waiting for? Time to get on with it. Lightning played across the sky, and all waited with bated breath as the seconds ticked away. For who knew what was to happen next? I know! Do you hear me? I know! The lights go out once more! Ha ha!
So, there we have it. Blackout once more. I can't see you, but please don't move, Mr. Henderson. I think we're in for a little surprise.
What sort of surprise?
Wait and see. I can almost guarantee it'll happen in the next minute.
You're wrong. There's nothing. Absolutely nothing. Are you there, Mr. Smith? Mr. Smith?
Now.
Commence report.
Jenkins 625, ABF, Holby 1. Day 2. Henderson now in the hands of the authorities. Reversion completed. No destruction yet apparent.
Report registered.
End. Care for a look through the binoculars, Mr. Henderson? What's the difference, as it were?
I don't care for anything except getting in there and making sure my wife and kids are okay. Instead of which, you drag me up the local hill to watch the dawn.
Rush, I'm sure. About whether Holmes is going away again in a hurry. Here. Tell me whether you can spot anything different about your little town.
Looks pretty much as it ever did.
You sure about that?
Yes. Hang on. There are no cars on the street. There's no traffic at all. That's crazy.
Anything else?
Oh, there's no TV aerials.
Right. Now, wouldn't you say that was odd?
The town's completely surrounded. Checkpoints have been set up in case anyone tries to come through. Funny thing is, nobody is trying to come through. They seem quite content to get on with whatever they're doing inside there.
Thank you, Colonel.
Would you like me to send a patrol in, see what they're all getting up to?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I'm sure Mr. Henderson would like to pop off home now, make sure everything's all right, and perhaps be good enough to report back to us.
Something's wrong, isn't it? It's very wrong indeed.
I'm afraid so. But we're not going to know exactly what's wrong until we have a report from inside.
Like to do that for us?
Right, everybody, let's have a little order.
Thank you. Now, just to bring you all up to date. After the second power cut, which was fractionally shorter than the first, the Boffins did finally manage to rig up the screens for an international heads of government meeting via satellite, the Super 60, as it'll come to be known. Each prime minister, head of government, what have you, was updated during the broadcast by a minister receiving the most recent reports from the site. Chivers here was keeping me up to date. Chivers, care to enlarge?
There is, in fact, very little that you don't already know. At the end of the blackout, the towns had all reappeared at their former sites.
During the conference, it was reported this had happened worldwide.
But where have the towns been?
Good question. But one I can't answer for the moment. But what I do know is that wherever they've been, it is potential bad news for our country and for the world, and we must act accordingly.
And do what?
Simply take the appropriate action. There will be a further satellite meeting of the Super 60 in approximately 2 hours. By that time, we should all have reports from inside the individual towns throughout the world. If the towns are not as they should be, at that point, we will decide on both the action to be taken and the precise time worldwide that the action will be taken.
You're going to blow them off the face of the earth, aren't you?
In a word, Freddy, if needs be. Yes.
Well, here we are, Mr. Henderson. Ready to take a stroll through the barricades and find out what's going on in there?
Oh, I've got to be honest. I'm scared.
Oh, think of it as a little adventure. I find it always helps me enormously.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Try telling me.
From here, I can see people I recognize strolling around as if they didn't have a care in the world. They're apparently totally oblivious to the fact that they're under siege, surrounded by thousands of soldiers with tanks. And how can that be possible, Mr. Smith?
The quicker you're underway, the sooner we'll have the answer.
Yeah. Well, I'll go through.
And do come back and report, Mr. Henderson. That could be quite important for the well-being of your home town.
I'll come.
Just make sure you report back. Open up,
sir. Mr. Smith?
Yes?
Can you see me?
Yes. You walk about 5 paces in, then turn to look at me, right?
That's right.
So why do you ask?
Well, I've answered one of the questions already. I can't see you or the troops. All I can see is the view to the mountain. The only difference is that the only power line that exists on your side, going right over the brow, doesn't exist over here.
Well, good luck in your travels. Come back safe and soon. I'll be waiting for you.
Okay, you two.
More cereal before I close up shop?
No, thanks, Mum.
No, thanks. What happened last night? That noise?
Oh, nothing. Just a nerve tremor. Right, time to grab your books and dial yourselves to school.
Oh, but we've got to say goodbye to Daddy first.
Well, he's obviously stayed up at the house with Uncle Mark for the night. Oh. At school, you're going to be late.
We can dial ourselves up there to say bye-bye and then go to school direct.
Yes, well, if he doesn't arrive in the transponder in the next couple of minutes, you can do that, but no being late.
Okay.
Hello? Oh. Anyone at home?
Good morning.
Daddy's been walking again.
Daddy! Daddy!
Oh, it's great to see you. Thank God they're all right.
We were just going to dial ourselves up to see you and Uncle Mark.
You going to what?
No, Mum said we could dial ourselves straight to school from there.
Hang on. Let's go and chat with Mum here. Well, Kate, I can't tell you what a nightmare I've...
Hi, honey. How come you walk back? The office has been chasing you. Something to do with that earth tremor last night. Old man Venables teleported in on his way and said, could you get in there? What is it, Gary? Why are you looking at me like that?
You look stunning.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, kind sir. If this is what a night away from home and walking does for you, you'll have to stay away more often.
No, I'm not kidding. Your hair, your complexion, you look 10 years younger than the last time I saw you, Kate. And your voice.
You all right, Gary? You look sort of peaky.
Oh, no. I don't think I am all right.
Okay, kids, off to school.
Oh, no, I think...
School.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, I'll see you this evening. What the hell is that they're getting into?
There's no need for that sort of language, Gary.
It's just a silly old transponder.
Off you go, the pair of you.
Bye.
No! That's why you disappeared!
You can't open the door, Gary! Just kill the head if you go! Gary! You know they'll die if you open it! Gary, stop it! Stop it!
They're gone. They're sort of disappeared.
And you're right safe at school.
What's got into you, Gary? Why don't you go and let the Medibed check you over?
Huh?
You've obviously got a problem.
Medibed?
In the spare room. Just go upstairs and have a lie down. It'll tell you whether you need any treatment or you're just tired or...
Mother's in the spare room.
Gary, you know your mother decided to depart 3 years back. You were at her ending party with me and the children and all her friends. It was a terrific night. Best party ever. Can't you remember?
Oh, no. Where did she depart to?
Euthanasia House. She's dead, Gary. Decided to end it all.
Oh, no, it's not true. She'd never kill herself.
It's true. What's got into you? You're acting like a crazy person. What's so bad about dying peacefully?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I am crazy. Different values. I've got some bad news for you, Kate.
Well, okay, let's have it. And if it explains your behavior, it'll be a great relief.
Well, I think it might. You see, I'm not your real husband. And my mother isn't dead.
What?
You are not my Kate. Oh, you look like her, a gorgeous version of her come to death, but not my version.
Gary!
And I'm not your Gary. That's why I don't know anything about transponders, medibeds, anything. I somehow have changed places with your real husband.
You really aren't well, Gary. I'm going to dial a medic.
Wait. Can you tell me what a car is?
A what?
A car, a lorry, a train, a plane.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe I am going crazy, but you've got to take my word for it. Though I look the part, I am not your real husband. And what I've got to do now is find out where he is.
You really mean it, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you're not my husband, you must still be up in the mountains with Uncle Mark.
Who is Uncle Mark?
His real name's Jenkins. He's an old friend of Gary's.
Jenkins? What does he look like?
You know, that's really weird. I've never seen him. He comes to the door and... Gary... Well, that's really strange.
Maybe it's not as strange as you think. My wife's never seen Jenkins either. Okay. Who would Gary turn to for advice if he had a big problem?
Me.
Yeah, and after you?
Well, Venables is boss, I guess. He's sort of unshockable.
How do I get to him?
You step in the transponder. Dial 2419, your work number. And there you are.
Jenkins, 625 ABF, Holby 1. You hear?
Jenkins, 625 ABG, Holby 2. I hear.
Henderson 1 is on his way through.
Received and registered.
Yours?
Still detained by Smith.
So, it is my version who is the scribe.
It would appear so. End?
End. And the madness increased apace.
So now what have I got myself into? Hundreds of people sitting at desks in rows working at processors.
Gary, what are you hanging about here for? I want you now.
On my way.
Come and take a look at this.
Are you Venables?
What's got into you this morning? Big things are happening in the world. There's no time for fooling around. Here, look at this. It's just coming over the quadrovision from Birmingham Way.
I can't believe it.
Quite agree. That's an enormous number of troops they've got deployed there. Something big, definitely afoot.
They look like real people, tiny little figures climbing around a mountain inside a glass cube. That was really the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
It's just a stupid quadro box. It's why the troops are there that's worrying me. After last night's blackout, anything could have happened. But as usual, nothing's been reported. Are you okay? You look a bit white.
What do you do?
What do you mean, what do I do?
What's your job?
Same as your job, public information gathering.
Information gathering, why?
So we can tell the people what the government's getting up to. Have a seat, Gary.
No, I'm really okay standing.
A seat, now. What exactly are you playing at?
Well, I think you'd better have a seat as well, Mr. Venables.
Huh?
You're in for a bit of a shock, I'm afraid.
Mr. Smith?
Yes?
There's a call for you, sir. London.
On my way.
The red one, sir.
Here he is.
Oh, would that be tea you're making by any chance?
Yes, sir. Fancy a mug.
Couldn't think of anything nicer. White with no sugar, thank you. Hello. Ah, how nice of you to call, sir. Yes, everything's fine. You can tell the PM that our Mr. Henderson has popped home. And hopefully, before too long, we'll pop out again to tell us what exactly is going on in there. What? I see. But wouldn't you consider that action a little extreme, considering there's been no threat to life? No, of course, I realize it's not your decision, but... I see. Well, let's hope it's sorted out before the deadline's reached.
There we go, sir.
Thank you. That's quite a tale.
And you believe me?
No point in not believing you. Parallel worlds have always been considered a possibility. The problem is, where do you go from here? It would appear you're adrift in the wrong version of the world. How do we get you back?
That's not the problem. There's an easy route back for me, the transponder thing. They'll hunt to this Gary's house, they'll walk through the barriers the troops have set up, and I'm back in my world.
Is that what you intend to do?
No, I'm going to try to talk to my wife and children first, make sure they're all right, and if need be, take them back with me.
And how do you go about that?
Well, it would appear that your form of transportation hasn't suffered. You can still transpond between your version of inside and outside, Olby. And that's where I think I'll find the other Gary.
How can I help?
Just tell me what number I dial on a transponder to get me as near as possible to the scene that's played out on that quadrivision thing there.
You think that's something to do with this business?
I'd almost guarantee it. Look, you see the mountain?
Mm.
I mean, it's just outside Holby. The only difference is my version has a power line running up it.
A what?
No, it doesn't matter. Now, your Gary went up there last night with a man called Jenkins, someone who's visited him regularly over the years. I also went up the mountain with a man using that name.
And who is this Jenkins? And what's he got to do with what's been happening?
I don't know that yet, but I intend to find out. Can you help me get near there?
I can do better. A couple of weeks back, we discovered all the ministerial emergency codings. Chances are I can put you inside whatever temporary complex they've set up as a head office.
There you are. So
someone coming in on a transponder.
It's supposed to be closed off to the outside. Stand by. It's either brass or an intruder.
Hello. How nice to see you both.
Well, is anyone in charge around here?
How did you get out your cell?
Huh? In a cell, was I?
You certainly were. And that's where you're going back to.
You see our problem, Mr. Henderson. If we allow you to go back and this story gets on the public information lines, there'll be an inordinate amount of panic in the streets of the real Holby.
Well, that's no excuse to hold me without charge, and you know it.
True. But who's to know?
Blimey! Oh, sorry, sir. It's just that this one turned up and we thought...
Bye, Gary. I don't believe it. Well, I never. What a turn-up. Twin brother, perhaps?
I've never seen him in my life before.
Except when you look in your mirror. It appears we now have two, Mr. Henderson.
You'll be A.P. Smith, presumably.
Yes. How do you know?
Because your doppelganger is awaiting my return in a different version of this nightmare. So, if you'd like to take us somewhere slightly more pleasant, I could suggest a plan of action that might help move things forward a little.
And why not? Soldier?
Sir?
Organize team of three in the colonel's office, would you?
We took a vote on the matter. Every country, no matter what size, having simply one vote, yes or no. Now, considering that every country in the world was taking part, the results came surprisingly quickly. There were no abstentions, and the decision was unanimous. All the towns and the populations within them will be destroyed by a contained and clean atomic explosion. Quite simply, no other option available to us. We don't know what these people are who've arrived to replace the originals, but the feeling is that they are an alien threat and must be destroyed before they can cause any irreparable damage.
Delightful. Right, fire away, Mr. Henderson, most recently arrived. What have you got to say for yourself?
Well, it's a question for Gary. How long have you known Jenkins?
About 4 years now. He arrives on the same day and moves up to Hilltop House in the mountains for a week.
Same day.
Arrives from where?
Oh, that's strange.
I've got no idea.
Same here.
So what happens then?
Well, I've got into the habit of dialing myself up there for an evening with him, help him carry his equipment.
Do you know why?
No, I don't. I just sort of become a habit. When I decide not to go, I feel very uncomfortable.
Have you ever not gone?
No, me neither. Last night my wife didn't want me to go. I had a premonition something terrible would happen, but I had to go.
And your version?
When the blackout came, we were sitting having a drink. In the darkness, I heard him say, "The right night." There was an incredible noise that lasted a minute or so.
What exactly is the point that you're trying to make about this, Mr. Jenkins?
I believe he is somehow connected with these happenings and should at least be spoken to find out what he knows.
Right. Send a team to Hilltop House on Highview Point and get the man you'll find there down here for questioning. Oh, I see. Ah. Very good. Troops have been scouring the area all day. The house is apparently deserted.
Well, I think it is important that I get back to my version of reality as soon as possible to get the other A.P. Smith searching for him.
I'm afraid that would be a hard one to oblige you.
Huh?
This is the most fascinating opportunity I've had for years in discussing how another culture has developed. I couldn't just let you slip out of my hands that quickly.
Well, let me tell you briefly how we've developed, Mr. Smith. It may help you to change your mind. We are a warlike world where everything that is alien is considered a threat. The most likely thing to happen, knowing what I do about my culture, is that the threat will simply be removed.
And how would they do that?
Probably by destroying the town along with its inhabitants. Wipe it off the face of the earth. The trouble is, it would be your town and your population they would be destroying, not mine.
And how would they perform such a brutal act?
Now, do you have atomic power?
But of course.
Do you have atomic weapons? That's funny. Oh, come on, AP, even you must admit that's a funny thought.
You're quite, yes, that's very amusing.
Of course they haven't got atomic weapons, they would be lethal.
Well, we have, and they are.
Amazing.
Chances are, Mr. Smith, the weapons would be used if no other solution was forthcoming. I don't know what that would do to my version of Holby here, but as sure as hell I know what it would do to yours.
Point taken. Our facilities are at your disposal to get you back.
First, I want to visit my wife and mother, make sure they and the children are safe.
That is impossible. Your version of the town has a vacuum seal around it. Nothing can get in or out.
Well, then find out how to get me in and out, Mr. Smith. I don't leave till I've seen them.
There may be a way.
Sergeant! We've put a gap in the vacuum seal, but we can't hold it open for long. It's mayhem in there.
All right, gentlemen. In you go. Good luck. And don't forget, Mr. Henderson, once you've seen your wife, this is the only way out.
Sorry, she refused to come out of the town with you. Oh, can't be helped. I can't really blame her anyway. I mean, in her presence, it is probably a good thing. We should have warned her there were two of us. Well, she has a very, rich and colourful choice of language available to her.
You mean she swore a lot?
I suppose I do, really, yes.
That's my world. People do.
Problem?
No. Somebody will be on the way into the office from a different transponder. Failsafe mechanism. It'll connect when the way is clear.
Ah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Looking on the bright side, this will all make a great book one day.
Oh, you're right.
No, I've dabbled in it.
You?
No, I can't put two words together. No, it's a good hobby. Mind you, your story's the better one. Maybe I'll write it for you.
Oh, all we need to do is find the right title.
Oh, what would you call this?
Nightmare World would just about fit the bill.
I've heard that somewhere recently.
Where?
No, I can't remember. But
oh, no fuss, there's no copyright in title.
We're on the way. And here we are.
That is a great way to get to the office. It beats traffic jams, I'm sound.
I'll pop in to bring Venables up to date. Get him to try to find out what all the activity was about around the gate.
Activity?
No, I was just thinking out loud something I noticed while we were coming out of town.
Well, the concrete blockhouse.
Yeah, you noticed it too?
Yeah, I wonder what they were up to. It looked like a guard post, but no window.
If Venables doesn't know, he'll soon find out. Would you wait for me?
No, I'll transpond back to your home and then I'll walk back out to my world from there.
Well, tell Kate I'll be along soon.
Yes, I'll do that. Hey, what number do I dial?
Oh, 1415. Gary?
Yeah?
It's been nice meeting you. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Sir!
Yes?
Someone on the way to the gate, sir. I think it could be him.
Right.
I see it. 10 minutes. Well, the bulk of the troops and transport have now cleared the area, and the last few hundred will be thrown out over the next 5 minutes, so we should be well clear. I do realize the danger of flying, but we're going to have to take the chance. Very good, sir. Yes, I'll do that as soon as we clear. You want me?
Colonel, I'd like you at the main gate, sir. I think it's your man coming through.
On my way.
You've lost me, Gary. Try it again.
Well, they've been niggling at me all the time I was with the other Gary. Something about A.P. Smith's behavior when the three of us were together in the guardhouse. And suddenly, in the transponder coming back, I had it.
And it was?
Well, when Gary asked if we had atomic weapons, I laughed out loud at the thought. Hmm. After I said how funny the thought was, A.P. also chuckled. But the more I think of it, the more I come to realize it was phony.
Phony.
Well, I think he was just covering for the shock he'd had when Gary asked directly if we had atomic weapons. And the shock could only have been caused if we do have atomic weapons.
Oh, my.
Well, working on from there, I come to the only conclusion possible. Our government not only have atomic weapons, they intend to use them. Well, they built a windowless concrete blockhouse at the gate of the town. The funnel of power from it, if it was a bomb, would take out every house in Holby.
Did you tell the other Gary?
No.
You're going to have to.
The troops have been through the mountains with a fine-tooth comb. If this Jenkins was there, he's gone now.
I promise you, he is still there, and I think it's very important that we find him.
It's too late.
Well, what do you mean it's too late?
We're all leaving. The area's being cleared.
They're going to wipe it out, aren't they? There's over 150,000 people in there.
But they're not our people, Mr. Henderson.
Mr. Smith, another Mr. Henderson has arrived at the barrier.
Looks as though your doppelganger is paying you a visit. Shall we go and join him?
Colonel, well, get those men onto a helicopter and out of here. There's only minutes to go.
What about you?
The little helicopter with a check in the suit is mine. And don't worry about me. Just clear your men from the area.
Harry, everybody aboard. I've come to warn you. Come through. No, I'll stay this side if it's all the same as you.
Good Lord, what an amazing likeness.
Bad news. My side's about to wipe out your version of Holby. It's okay. There's already an emergency transponder evacuation underway. With a bit of luck, the town will just about be cleared by now. Sadly, I can't say the same for your version. A.P. Smith was lying. It's been confirmed in the last few minutes that they're going to explode an atom bomb at the gates of the town.
I find it hard to believe that a namesake of mine would lie.
I'll get back to the transponder.
There's only about 6 minutes left. You better be sharp about it.
See you, Gary! See you. And thanks for the warning.
Now, we really must pop in the helicopter and be on our way. Did you care for a lift out of the danger zone?
Just to the top of the mountain.
Do you realize it'll be in blast range?
Yes, just drop me there, would you?
So be it. Anywhere on the mountain that you particularly have in mind?
Oh, there's a house at the very peak. No, look. There's Jenkins.
So he is. You are right after all.
Well, could you drop me near him?
A couple of hundred yards to the left, there's a fat dell. Will that do you?
That'll be fine.
Sorry I won't be able to stay to chat. We're within minutes of the blast.
How nice of you to join me in my lonely vigil, Mr. Henderson.
You knew it was me without looking.
Oh, yes. I know many things.
You know what happens now?
Yes, I also know what happens now.
And you're not afraid?
No.
Well, how come?
Because I know what happens now.
Hmm?
You only think you do.
So, but what happens?
The little dot you believe we will soon see in the sky carries death, yes?
Ah, an atomic missile, yes.
Supposing we don't see it.
You must be.
It's a pity you haven't got a torch with you, Mr. Henderson. In a second now, all would be explained.
Electricity will be gone again.
Worldwide. No warhead will fall on any town.
Is it the nightmare over?
Nearly. Within minutes, you will see a miracle performed before your eyes down there.
But the town is coming back.
One goes, one returns. Status quo once more.
What's it all been about, then?
I come from the future, Mr. Henderson. Yeah, not too far, maybe 300 years. It is a world of peace. Has been for a surprisingly long time. Mainly because of seeds sown in these difficult days. When the reality of parallel worlds was first discovered. Now my people can travel from one version of their world to another, as simply as you would take a bus. Health is no longer a problem. Wealth is no longer a god. All children worldwide sleep with full bellies.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, sure, huh? But a blight is now on our land.
A blight?
Now let us sit. To help man in his search for understanding with his fellow man, it was decided to undertake a brave experiment. Various towns throughout the world agreed to be moved, en bloc, lock, stock, and barrel, to other countries of their choice for a 6-month period. Holby to India, Geelong to Africa, Worcester to the Sudan, etc.
Technology has reached the point you can do that.
Well, I thought so. I won't go into the detail of how it was to be done, but it was known that it would take a power surge of all available electrical energy for 1 minute and 27 seconds throughout the world. And this was agreed internationally. On the 13th of November, our calendar, the switch was pulled, as you say, but there was no blackout. Each town was simply left a wasteland, an atomic wasteland. And maybe 6-7 million people were missing, presumed dead.
What had gone wrong?
A good question. But no answers forthcoming until one day, a scientist, working on the project, took his lunch break in an antiquarian bookshop and came across a book entitled Nightmare World.
That's what I heard it before. It was you.
When the time is right, you would have come to it yourself. Hmm? The book told of how sometime in the 20th century, after a 1 minute, 27 second power loss, a nightmare came to pass. And the book, written in the first person by one Gary Henderson, also gave us the answer as to what had happened and who on our project should be sent into the past to help put the matter right.
A Mr. Jenkins.
Correct. And I was the only Jenkins on the team.
And that's why you've been visiting me on that specific night over the years.
Oh, to you it's years. To me it's only a month or so. No. Now, finally, we know where the experiment went wrong.
I still can't see it.
The handling of the power surge was careless. It reflected into the past rather than the present. So the atomic wastelands that now blight our world were not the result of the surge as we thought, but of some previous government's reaction to the presence of alien parallel towns in their midst.
And the solution?
All that was needed was to go back and stop the destruction, reverse the mistake, and our towns would be returned once more.
There is a problem in all this. I don't write the book.
No, that's impossible.
Oh, it's the other Gary who is going to write it.
But they don't have atomic... It is underway.
Shivering. Starting to disappear.
And gone. There will be no gap. Our engineers have learned from their mistakes. Look.
It's coming back again.
And your town, with its cars and aerials, is safely returned. And electrical power restored to the world.
Oh, the blockhouse has come with it.
What?
The blockhouse, look, at the town gates. It has an atomic bomb inside it.
Impossible. Yours is the only parallel world in this period using atomic weapons.
You're wrong. Gary has just warned me that their government is going to try to destroy alien towns using atomic weapons. Your engineers have brought the bomb through with the town.
No!
You must get the power switched off again.
I can't!
No! No! No, Kate! Mother! Kid! No! You.
It's the 13th of November again.
Years really flown by.
They do, don't they?
You'd like to come in?
No. I'll wait by the car as usual, if it's all the same to you.
Fine. The boot's open, if you want to pop your gear in there.
I'll do that.
It won't be a minute. I'll just get my coat.
Yeah, there's good news, Mr. Henderson.
Yes?
This is definitely my last visit.
In Nightmare World by Wally K. Daly, Gary was played by James Lawrenson, Jenkins by Nigel Anthony, and A.P. Smith by Peter Jeffrey. Jeffrey Whitehead was the Prime Minister, Joe Dunlop, Venables, and Melinda Walker, Kate. Other parts were played by Nicholas Courtney, Ken Cumberledge, Christopher Good, Cara Kelly, Joe Kendall, Joanna Mackey, Ian Mickey, Dominic Rickards, Christopher Scott, Susan Sheridan, and John Warner. Technical presentation was by Keith Perrin, assisted by Sarah Fairburn and Miriam Akhtar. The production assistant was Jane Clarehue. This was a BBC World Service drama production directed by David Hitchinson.